USA Radio News.
President Biden has pledged to protect abortion pill access, telling Democratic governors in a virtual meeting that the fight for abortion access is, quote, not over.
And I share the public outrage of this extremist court that's committed to moving America backwards. This is not over.
The meeting comes 1 week after the Supreme Court ruled that abortion is not a constitutional right. The president said his administration will act to protect the, quote, bedrock rights of women traveling to other states for abortion services, and the administration will protect women's access to medical abortion pills the Food and Drug Administration has approved for decades. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Nearly two dozen people have been sickened with listeria, and one has died, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Those who have fallen ill reside in 10 U.S. states, but the majority of them live in or travel to Florida a month before they got sick. People can experience fever, muscle aches, headaches, loss of balance, and other symptoms. The CDC has not been able to identify the source of the outbreak.
Bond is set at $10 million for the man accused of shooting multiple police officers and killing at least two in southeast Kentucky. Lance Storrs is in custody following the shootings at a home in Allen Thursday night. His lawyers entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf at a hearing Friday. Storrs' next court date is later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The family of an 11-year-old boy who died on a water ride at an Iowa amusement park a year ago filed a wrongful death suit in the state court Thursday, alleging the park failed to properly maintain and repair its rides. The then family of six were on the Raging River ride at the park when the raft carrying all six family members flipped.
All of us were trapped in seats and seatbelts. I see the silhouettes of my sons trying to grab each other, grab us. They wanted us to help them. We couldn't do it.
Michael Jarmello drowned and other family members were injured. The lawsuit alleged Adventureland failed for years to properly maintain and repair its rides, including the Raging River. The lawsuit claims the park continued to operate on the day of the accident despite reports of serious problems. The Supreme Court has made another ruling. This time, it's about a climate change agenda.
The Supreme Court is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.